America is divided.
Again?
On whether or not to wash new clothes before you wear them.
Oh, interesting.
This is something my wife and I are on opposite sides of for sure. She believes you always wash new clothes before you wear them.
I agree with your wife. I pretty much always wash my clothes before I wear them. It's very rare that I'll wear something without washing it first, especially when it comes to like bras and thong panties,
right.
Things
direct,
like that. Yeah,
direct contact with
direct
the skin.
Yes, that is going to for sure get washed.
Right. Lots of times, the only reason I am against it is I've had a brand new shirt and I've gotten it back from the first wash and it's already all faded.
Oh, I was going to say, I thought you were going to say shrunk. Like, my husband complains that they
too.
Shrink.
Of course, that could be because I've gained 50 pounds, but you never know.
I get blamed.
In a new poll, people were asked if they washed newly bought clothes before wearing them. And it looks like it split people right down
really?
The middle. It's like 51 to 49, with most people saying no, they don't. And there were many explanations.
Oh, interesting. I wonder if it's male versus woman there, too.
I kind of feel like you probably should,
yes.
But I don't.
There's chemicals in it, and you don't know who tried it on.
It's what a lot of people say.
Okay.
People say, yes, I do wash them. You don't know how many people have handled it.
Exactly.
Next person was like, no. I should, but it's all downhill after the first wash. They're never the same.
Just like you just said.
Another person said, yes, if you bought it in store. There's no telling who has handled it within the store, but no if it's bought online because I feel more comfortable because it comes in a sealed product packaging.
Well, it's true because I have purchased some clothes off of Amazon and they do come in a sealed package.
And when you're a kid, you hid in those little round things, right? No telling what they're wiping boogers or whatever on the on the clothes,
so
right?
So true.
One along the lines you said, yes, I do wash them, but only for undergarments, bathing suits,
yes.
Stuff that comes in direct contact with my skin. Otherwise, no. Like a jacket or something like that.
Okay. I don't wash
the
jackets.
No.
Okay, I will admit, yes, I'll buy a jacket. No, I don't wash it first. So you got me there.
Another person says, yes, I always find new shirts to be itchy if I haven't washed them.
I don't find that.
Nope.
I just feel like there's chemicals in it and it needs to be washed. I'm
Next
weird about
one
this stuff.
Is, I wash them because chemicals are on them from storage and excess dye that should be washed off. Have you ever had a clothing that kind of left some color on you?
I haven't, actually. Have you?
I have. Sometimes a black short has left a little bit of residue or something on
okay.
me from the printing or anything like that.
Hence,
that can happen.
Hence why you should wash it first, Patrick.
Yep. No, but I let them air for a few days before I start wearing it.
Don't hang in your closet for a couple days. It'll air out. Okay.
No, because your skin is an excellent barrier. I love how people think they're a scientist. No, your skin's an excellent barrier. You don't know, yeah, right?
Well, your skin has pores. They're opened, and all that chemical and the dyes and stuff can go into your skin.
Here's one of the person says, yes, I wash it because I saw an episode of House.
Okay.
Oh. Where
House.
A patient almost dies because their new bootleg pants are contaminated with a toxin.
Well, and that's so true because the dyes, what are they made out of?
Right.
And there's got to be some toxins in there. I'm just a toxin freak. I'm scared.
And you don't know where it's been.
Freeze!
What? Who are you?
Cindy!
She's in Indianapolis.
What's she doing in Indianapolis?
Her father had a heart attack.
Who are you, and how do you know her father had a heart attack?
I'm her brother-in-law.
Oh, yeah? Who you talking dirty to?
The washing machine.
Patrick in the Morning, only on 96.7 PayCal Rock.